Okay, let's just start with a prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for giving us this time here to be in your presence, Lord. Please just come to be with us, Lord. Just let us let down all our baggages that we have, Lord, and we just focus only on you, Lord. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, today's the third chapter of the devotion book. We're reading page 14 from John 1, 14 to 18. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Today's devotion is actually written by Judy Chan, who works at the Hong Kong Christian Council as a producer of the English radio ministry on RTHK. When I came to Hong Kong, I became friends with an older missionary who was a scholar and teacher. He never married. He explained, "I tell people there was once a special woman and it didn't work out, and I've never met her equal since." Later, I found out indeed there was a special lady in his life back in his home church where he served as pastor. But when he was called to be a missionary to Hong Kong, he knew he could never give her the lifestyle that she deserved. So they parted ways. Coming to Hong Kong in the 60s, he chose to live an extremely simple lifestyle among the Chinese. He could not imagine living any other way was as a missionary except to live sacrificially. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we also read of the sacrifice of a missionary who came to live among ordinary people. That was Jesus, the Word who became flesh and lived among us. Modern translations speak of Jesus moving into the neighborhood, but I'm intrigued by the nomadic image suggested by the original Greek, and he pitched his tent among us. For John's readers, the image of a tent would bring to mind the wandering of the Israelites in the wilderness in their journey from Egypt to Canaan. The tent or tabernacle was remembered as the place where God dwelt and was worshipped. Thus, for Jesus to pitch his tent among us meant that God in Christ has come to make his home with us on earth so that we might know how to worship and serve our Father in heaven. So my own thoughts, when I actually read the scripture, the key verse that actually jumped out at me was the Word became flesh. And I actually wondered, what would happen if the Word didn't become flesh? What if God was like the God of the Old Testament and actually sat back and actually thought about using the prophets to actually give us salvation and say, "If you believe my son is next to me, if you believe my son is with me, then you can have salvation." And when I think about it, I actually don't think it will be actually that effective. By having Jesus actually on earth and with us, he felt the temptation that we felt. He allowed the disciples to work with him together to get the message across. I mean, he only spent very short few years on earth. But those times, he actually focused on those 12 disciples, and he impacted them. And then even after he left, they were able to carry his message across. At my work, I'm a consultant, and we actually teach clients many things. And one thing we teach them is a thing about alignment of thoughts and actions that will drive outcomes. A lot of times, our clients, they have good thoughts, but then they don't have actions. And when you don't have actions, then there's no outcome. And what we've seen here in this case with God is that he's got a thought about saving us, but he's been able to carry it through with an actual action. And the action was actually the Word becoming flesh, actually sending Jesus Christ down. If I look at my own Christian life, I was actually born in a Christian family and was raised in Bible school, etc., and there was a lot of stories told. But to me, they were stories. And actually, it wasn't until I was in my youth group, and I joined my youth group, that I actually saw Christ. I joined the church soccer team, and through that, I actually experienced God more. I actually saw how the Word became flesh. And my brothers and sisters were great, and they cared for me when I was sick, and they really just really cared for me and really showed Christ. In this week's house church, we actually learned about Joseph. We learned not to be a blessing swamp, but actually be a blessing river. And Joseph was only able to do that when he put it into practice, when he actually went out and actually blessed others. He had a gift for interpreting dreams, and he didn't keep it to himself. He actually went out and executed it. So we think about it. If guys like C.S. Lewis did not pick up a pen and start writing, all these thoughts would be in their head. But it is through their action that we've got great literacy today. If Hudson Taylor did not choose to actually go to China, pack up his bags and go to China from England, the missionary landscape in China would be different. So today, I just want to call us all to action. So if you think about praying for someone, just do it. If you think about telling someone about Jesus, just do it. If you think about caring and loving for someone, just do it. I'm sounding like a Nike commercial here. But that's basically it. So do ponder, do think about how we can take our thoughts further. God does not necessarily need us in the situation, but just like the disciples experienced, they actually felt better and to be part of the journey. So, can we have some worship songs? So we should use this time while we're singing to also reflect on what actions we can take going forward, what things we want to do today, and let's just do it, and let's just bless others. So let's just spend some time now to pray for Judy Chan, who wrote the devotion today. She actually works for the Hong Kong Christian Council and the radio ministry on RTHK. Let's just pray that she can bless others through this missionary. Let's just pray for her and pray for the person she mentioned in her devotion. The missionary who actually gave up his life and his love life to actually come to Hong Kong and live a sacrificial life. Let's just pray for both of them. Let's just move on to the community topics. So the first one here is on the major illness that we've seen in our church. Let's just pray for the suffering to end. Let's just pray God to come down and to help each of these people here. The second topic, so for those who have illness, but not just illness and salvation. The names up there are not just words, but they're actually related to people that we know. They're actually either someone's mum, uncle, cousin, brother, etc. We should pray for them just like they're our mum, uncle, brother, and cousins. Let's pray for these falling infirmities. And let's pray for those who are seeking job. God teaches us in Ecclesiastes that job is good. Let's just pray for them so that they can find the right job, they can build their confidence back, they've been in great interviews. And let's just pray for what's happening today. We've got the Hong Kong government, a range of things happening there. We've got the missions committee that's happening today, as well as the local outreach. We pray for SP Lights, the community center, Igape. And we just pray for tonight's evening activities. There's a number of house church that's going on. Let's pray for God to be in their presence. Let's pray for them to be filled with joy and that they can share in God's word and in God's love. Just lead us to closing prayer, but please feel free to stay to pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for giving us this great time today, Lord. Please let us learn, Lord, not to take this as a burden from our day, Lord, but this is something that we want to do, that we want to come, Lord, and devote to you, that we want to come and learn from you, Lord, that we want to come and listen to you, Lord, and to worship you as Lord. As we seal all our prayers, Lord, please just bless them. Please just take them with you, Lord. And please just continue this journey. In Jesus' name we pray.